Americans return home from Russia in a historic prisoner swap. White House correspondent Karen Travers joining me live this morning on WBEN. Karen, how did this come together?
This came together after complex, painstaking negotiations, according to the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, who said it was the culmination of many rounds over many months that involved direct involvement by President Biden. This was intense diplomacy. And the president said yesterday that if anybody questions the importance of allies, they just should look at what happened yesterday and that announcement. The president also calling it difficult, complex negotiations, and that it was a feat of diplomacy and friendship, and showing how important it was to have these relationships with European countries. I mean, really incredible. 24 prisoners, at least six different countries, plus Turkey, who was involved in managing some of the logistics of this. This goes back, as I say, many months. And yesterday it all came together with those emotional scenes at the White House. We saw some behind-the-scenes video in the Oval Office as the president and the families made the phone call to their loved ones when the plane landed in Turkey. And then very late last night at Joint Base Andrews on the tarmac, as Evan Gershkovich and Al Su and Paul Wheeling came off the plane and had those major hugs with their family members. Just an incredible scene late last night.
And what does this swap mean for U.S. relations with Vladimir Putin?
Based on what the president said yesterday, not much. He said flat out that he sees no reason to talk to Vladimir Putin, that he is not going to change the conversation. And the White House yesterday was pretty clear on that, too. Senior officials said that despite this significant agreement, there should be no expectation of improved U.S.-Russia relations going forward. They said that they were able to compartmentalize the work on securing the release of these Americans who they considered wrongfully detained, while still holding Russia accountable for its aggression on the world stage. We were told that anybody watching this should be cautious and surmising that there would be some sort of breakthrough in the relationship or a detente with Russia, easing of tensions in the relationship, because they say there is still, of course, the war against Ukraine and Russia's defense relationship right now that they're forming with China, North Korea, and Iran. Those are big concerns for the administration.
Are there still other Americans being held in Russia?
There are, and the White House said yesterday that this work does not stop now, that this continues, and the president is still at this. This is obviously a top priority for the administration, for him, for the final 6 months. There are still Americans, and one thing that was interesting was hearing from a senior official that every time you do one of these rounds, you learn something more about what the Russians want, what they don't want, what they're willing to do, what they're not willing to do. We've obviously seen this before with Trevor Reed, with Brittany Griner, and now with this release of prisoners. And that informs them and helps them for the next time.
Karen, thank you for the update.